This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
James and Judith here, and it's Wednesday. It's just gone 1 o'clock. In fact, it's 12 minutes past one. You've got us for the next 3 hours. We've got some real fun coming up, and we're going to, for the next hour, play lots and lots of sort of dancey tunes, because we've got Dadina Saga here. Welcome, Dadina.
Hello.
And we're really delighted to have you on the show, because you are launching something very, very special on the island together with Darcy Bustle, aren't you?
Yes, a very exciting opportunity for the island and everyone to come and see her, because she is actually coming to the island, to the Ventnor Winter Gardens, on the 6th of February.
I know, not long now.
I know. It's an event called Maxit.
Right.
And this is the launch of her DD Mix dance craze. You know, everyone does Zumba, and yeah, it's a time for a change. It's something slightly different, mm-hmm, where people of all ages and all levels, it's not fitness fanatics, it's people that know they should be getting fit and don't want to.
Sounds like me. So, sounds like a class for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does DD stand for?
It's Dance Diverse.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So the class, I think, is a compilation of different dances from all different countries.
Absolutely.
Different eras.
So we start off, you know, with a fantastic Swan Lake warm-up.
Yeah.
But it's not ballet. People go, oh, Darcy, it's going to be all balletic. It's not at all. It's got a beat and it's really good. And we warm up our bodies, and then we go into something like the 1960s, which is very Austin Powers. And,
yeah. Oh, nice.
You know, really funky.
Are people a bit worried that she's suddenly going to sort of come up with a sort of scoreboard and sort of say three like that?
Oh, she wouldn't be so cruel. No, not at all. I think everyone's really excited to. They get lots of people phoning up saying, what, the Darcy Bustle is coming? And I'm going, yes. What, from Strictly? Yes. Why? Because of her baby.
And after what Ed Balls did on Strictly, do you think you're going to get some men there?
Yes.
Yeah?
We've already got men buying tickets.
Really?
And we've got one of our ladies that come, and she drags her husband along to the Ventnor class.
Yeah.
Because he's a massive Darcy fan.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And she said, well, if you want to see him, if you want to see her, you've got to come to the exercise classes as well.
Mm.
So she says, man, they bring the children as well, and the whole family come and do exercise every Wednesday, sorry.
Yeah.
How lovely. Yeah. Because you're already running these classes, aren't you?
Yes.
You launched them last year?
Yep. They're about September time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we were just doing a few, and then all of a sudden it's grown. I think you come to a class and you realise actually it's doable.
Yes.
For all levels, and it's really good fun.
Yeah.
And people, I mean, her motto is, it's like going out with a group of friends and having a great time without a hangover.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. People come along and they go, oh, yeah, you can have a giggle. And it really doesn't matter if you're not coordinated, if everyone goes to the right and you're going to the left. It's fun. We have one lady, we have a Scottish routine.
Right.
And it's very up and skippy and fun, and she just cannot get it. So instead of persevering and trying, she goes, sod it, and she skips around the whole room doing the Miranda Gallop.
I suppose the whole idea is just to keep moving.
It is.
I thought a Scottish routine would be, you put your left leg out, you put your right leg out, and then you stay out.
Oh,
getting political now. Back to Darcy. But I think you were actually trained, weren't you, to run these classes by Darcy Bustle herself?
Yes. When we enrolled and we did the classes, we obviously thought it would be her trainers or somebody who's put them together, and nope, she is there in the morning. We had a couple of day courses, weekends we had to go as well.
Mm.
And she's there crack of the morning doing all the, having a coffee in the morning.
Very
with us, and she's there all the time. She takes her breaks with you, and what is fantastic, my daughter is 18, who also has fully trained.
Yeah.
Said, isn't it funny, Mum? Like, you forget who she is, because she is just so down to earth.
Yeah.
Really lovely person.
That is amazing. Well, look, we have got one of your favourite tracks here from Paul Weller.
Uh-huh.
I know you like Paul Weller. We thought we'd try and get something a little bit appropriate. So it's From the Floorboards Up.
Excellent.
Let's listen to that now. Paul Weller. From the floorboards up. And you know what? We're having such a good natter here in the studio that we almost forgot about you at home. We're here with Dadina Sagar, and thank you very much for joining us today. We are really, really excited about Darcy Bustle coming over. But Darcy's only coming for a day. Dadina, you're doing all of this dancing all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds as if you're making people very, very happy because... you know, when I've done this kind of thing before, I've been beasted, right? You know, they've been humiliated. People put black plastic bags up over windows like that so that other people couldn't see me dancing. It sounds as if you sort of make people feel really good about it.
Well, hopefully it is. I mean, you look at me and I'm not intimidating. I am 50 plus and actually I have come back into fitness.
Right.
I haven't done anything for about 20 years.
Yeah.
So, of course, for my stamina and everything. So I'm definitely not intimidating. But I have my daughter who does all the high impact and I do the medium to low.
Right.
I demonstrate. And, of course, if you can teach, you can teach. So
yeah.
Even I can say, don't do what I do, do
yeah.
what I say. And, again, it's just fun. And like we said, if you go to the right and we're all going to the left, really does not
and
matter.
Everyone does it together. You don't sort of round up the losers in a corner.
Oh, God, like. No.
James, you're putting me off because I'm going to Dadina's class tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, good.
And I'm really, really looking forward to it. So tell me, what should I wear? What should I bring?
Literally, you just, as long as you can move, mm-hmm. something comfortable. So people say, oh, have I got to get all the outfit? No, you don't. Some people come in jeans because they're comfortable in jeans and
yeah.
sweatshirts. Some people come with trackies. Some people have got the lycra that
wow.
they want to wear. It's just gym shoes, really.
Gym shoes,
so proper
okay.
trainers. So again, it takes the bounce.
It's the impact.
But
yeah.
most of our halls actually have got nice sprung wooden floors, so they're
yeah.
not too bad.
Oh, fantastic. So the class I'm going to is at 9:15 tomorrow in Ryde, isn't
yes,
it? At St Mary's Hall in the High Street.
Yes.
But you're in lots of other locations across the island, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes. So on Tuesdays we do in Sandown Broadway Centre, which will be moving to the Methodist Church because unfortunately the building's closing in March.
Right.
And then we go to on the Ryde School.
Yeah.
We go to the theatre there and
yeah.
that's amazing.
Wow,
that
nice.
Class. It's
yeah.
only started 2 weeks and mm-hmm. we have got up to about 30 people coming now.
Oh, good.
Wow.
It's a very good class and again different ages, so that's
yes.
good fun. And then on Wednesdays we have two classes in Ventnor Winter Gardens, 6 to 7 and 7:15 to 8:15.
Right.
And they're very well attended.
Yeah.
And again, they're big enough halls that people can still come, so that's great.
Yeah.
And then we have the Thursday morning, which is at the Ryde again, 9:15. And this one is also being funded by I'll Get Active.
Right.
From the Isle of Wight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, again, it gets people that perhaps wouldn't come, and then
yes.
they get asked if they would like to come and try the classes. And actually, so far, everyone that has come from them
mm-hmm.
have enjoyed it and stayed.
Oh, that's good.
So
well, that's a
very good really
sign.
Good. And then we have another new class at TJ's in Lake, the lovely, fantastic gym. And that's
yeah.
amazing
Is
floor.
It?
It's all mirrored. It's like, yes,
yeah.
proper dance studio. And they're fantastic. So we're looking to do more classes there because, again, it's a fantastic venue for dance.
Brilliant. Well, let's hear your next song.
Okay.
Stick with us because it's really fascinating. I want to hear after the adverts whether or not people actually ache afterwards and how much it costs. But do stick with us, please, Dadina. I love to love, my baby loves to dance. And we're with Dadina Sagar here, who absolutely adores dancing, don't you?
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about the DD mixers that you're doing on the island. Lots
mm-hmm.
of dance classes for everybody of all abilities, and including men, which is
yes,
fantastic.
Men do come.
Judith's going to be trying one of these out tomorrow. Can you tell us, do people afterwards say, oh, I'm a little sore after that? Or?
No, they feel alive when they finish a class because they're happy and they're excited and they've finished.
They've energized. Yes. Energized.
They're like, wow,
yeah.
I did it. And then the next day we do a stretch out and it usually should only last for 2 or 3 minutes. I actually do take longer because
yeah.
of people that haven't done any dancing for ages.
Yeah.
You do need to stretch. So yes, they don't. They feel like they've worked the next day, but they're definitely not in agony.
Brilliant.
And have more energy, I guess.
Yeah, you do. It has a feel-good factor,
yeah,
you know.
Fantastic.
And it's fun. The music is amazing. It's all Darcy's music.
Right.
So it is a mix. You know, we've got the Bollywood.
Yeah.
And that is fantastic.
Yeah, it's, I bet.
Everyone just enjoys doing bits, and like from the Scottish, we've got the Chinese, we've got the African.
Yeah.
We've got the 1920s, we've got Rocky, like the big punch, you know, sporty boxing one.
Yes.
We've got the disco doing the John Travolta moves. It's literally all kinds of things.
Oh, fabulous. Just
sounds brilliant.
Mm. Now, is Darcy going to sort of come back, or is this a sort of one-off to sort of kickstart it? Because she's doing this across the country, isn't she?
Yes, all over. So she gets invited by her instructors to say, yes, we would love you to come over and promote it.
Yeah.
Because it gives a great opportunity where people wouldn't come to a DD Mix class because they're not interested.
Yes.
But they're interested in seeing Darcy. Mm. And
yeah,
then it gives them an opportunity to go, actually, I could do this. I like it. And that is why she's coming over, to let people know. Because, like, you know, everyone knows what kickboxing is, aerobics.
Yeah.
No one knows what DD Mix is. Mm. And when they see Darcy's face, they think, oh, it's a bit too dancey, or it's going to be too balletic. And actually, it's not. She wanted to make sure that you work out your full body and your mind, because that's another thing. As we get older, we don't do different things. Mm. We always lean forward. We don't stretch backwards. But,
yeah,
you know. Mm. And again, if people say, well, I haven't got any coordination, but that's what she's aiming to do. We're doing arms at four beats and feet at two beats, and coordinating it all together. And you'll be surprised how easy it is, and how all of a sudden people say, I could never have done that. But actually, they're doing it.
Yes. And do you have people sort of finding difficulties sort of switching from 4-4 to 3-4 or something like that?
They do, but it's just a laugh and they catch up.
Yeah. Good.
It's not intimidating, and it really, and like I said, I always say to people, you work at your own level. So if you're having, like, we have one of our over 60 group, our lady, our eldest, is 86.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another lady that's in her 80s, and she's got CPOD on her chest. So
yeah,
she finds that she gets out of breath quite a lot. So mm-hmm. she does a bit, sits down and does it sitting down, and then gets back up again. And so
brilliant.
All of that is doable.
Yeah.
And no one looks, no one's cares, because everyone else is concentrating what they're doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sounds lovely. Very non-competitive.
Very.
Mm. Now, Judy, you're going to be trying this out tomorrow. So
yes.
I bet that you must have some questions, some more questions.
No, I think Jadina's given us a really good description of the class. I know what to wear.
Yep.
I know what to wear on my feet.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little bit nervous. I'm going to take a bottle of water. I'm going to take a nice smile, positive attitude.
Yeah.
And I'll report back next week.
Well, yes. We've been watching lots and lots of programmes about ballet dancers, and that's been fun. And then that series, I can't remember what it was called, about the New York City Ballet.
Oh, yes, I forgot. That drama series.
That was a drama series. Very, very good. So I think it is de rigueur to carry around a water bottle.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
definitely. And a stretch in public places.
Oh, I know.
Judith and I have this thing when we go on holiday. We always find Germans doing stretching in inappropriate situations, don't we?
And inappropriate clothing, yes.
Exactly.
Or none at all.
Oh, wow. What kind of places do you go to?
it's only when you take a boat tour. There's always a German doing stretching on the rocks, isn't there, whenever you go on a boat tour.
Not that I'm obsessed with nudity, but anyway.
Enough. Now, I was going to ask a very sensible, practical question, which is, how much does this cost, please, to do?
So our classes range between £4.50 and £5. And
right.
That is just dependent on the halls that we're teaching in. We're keeping them, try and keep them low as possible.
Yeah.
And we also run a loyalty card. So every 8 classes you come to, you get one free.
Oh, brilliant. That sounds good.
So just an incentive.
Mm.
And Darcy's coming on, I've got the details here, 6th of February to the Ventnor Winter Gardens. It's at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30 for registration. Mm. Are you sold out, or can you just take as many as...
Oh, no. We've got a limited number.
Right.
And we have got apparently one more book left.
Okay.
And they're selling at D's Handbag Shop at
right.
number 1 Union Street. So that's right at the bottom of Union Street in Ryde.
Okay.
So you can get buses there and trains. It is very easy to get. Fine. And they're selling our tickets there for us. And
but I've got an email for you as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so this one's a little bit more expensive, isn't it? Because Darcy's there.
Yes, it's £15 this
yes.
one, isn't
yes, 15
it?
Yeah. Pounds. And it's ddmix@islandpeople.co.uk. I'll repeat that, ddmix@islandpeople.co.uk. Or if they want to call to Dina, it's 07885-348-634.
That's it.
Very best of luck with it, and Judy too. And Adina, please do come back, because you've got a very exciting operation called Island People.
Yes.
Which actually gets a lot of extras for films on the island.
Yes.
And you've had some brilliant experiences recently with Victoria and Abdul, so we'd love to talk to you separately about that.
That'd be a pleasure.
Thanks very much for coming in. And in the dancing theme, here is David Bowie and Let's Dance.
Thanks.
www.vectisradio.com.